Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
The Lutheran Hour, bringing Christ to the nations with Pastor Gregory Seltz.
The Lutheran Hour, bringing Christ to the nations. When someone is described as boastful, it's usually not meant as a compliment. However, Pastor Gregory Seltz talks about one kind of boasting that should be encouraged.
We are being sent out on a mission among boasters. Boasters of teams, of companies, of countries, even of boasting people. To tell them that there is one thing in life really worth boasting about. For that one thing makes all games worth playing, life worth living, people worth loving. And if you miss this one thing, you miss it all.
Stay with us for Pastor Seltz's message. One of the Bible texts read in many congregations today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now here's Pastor Gregory Seltz.
But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things of the world to nullify the things that are, so that no one can boast before Him. It's because of Him that you are in Jesus Christ, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. Grace and mercy and peace be to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to do a little boasting with you this morning. Will you do that with me? Or are you already feeling a tinge of resistance in your heart and soul? That's okay. I think I know what you're feeling. We have a hard time with the word boast, and there's a good reason for it. You know, boasting is usually a sign of a bad thing. It's usually a sign of pride run amok. When people are boasting, they're most often boasting about themselves, their accomplishments, their notoriety. Such boasting isn't meant to bless others. It's meant to diminish others. But even when people are boasting about Jesus, sometimes I get the feeling that they're still boasting about themselves, too. They'll say things like, I'm so thankful that Jesus has blessed me. I've been reading His Word faithfully, going to church regularly, tithing my resources cheerfully, and He has really blessed. It sounds a whole lot like I, and not much about Jesus at all. It reminds me of a Bible story where Jesus told a story of a person who was confident of his own righteousness and looked down on everyone else. Remember his boastful prayer, Lord, I thank God that I'm not like other men, especially that tax collector. So we Christians, we get this. You know, that's why we confess our sins. That's why we talk about being poor, miserable sinners, and we put our hope in the work of Jesus Christ alone. Well, all right. But a life secure in Christ is a life that also knows how to boast in Christ alone. This is a place where we're a bit more reticent than we should be. This is a place our humility could be one of our greatest failings. This is a place where we need to get beyond our fear of being vain and say, Lord, please help me be a better mouthpiece or a living example of you to others. Paul says it clearly for us today. Let him who boasts, and Paul knows that in this world there's a whole lot of boasting going on, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. Have you ever noticed that when it comes to a person's favorite sports team, that you don't have to encourage them to boast? Just ask a person who their favorite team is, and they'll immediately tell you why that team is good, who their players are, and why they're going all the way this year. In fact, millions of dollars are spent each year on marketing sports because of such fan loyalty. Fans buy jerseys of their favorite players. They wear them not only to the games, but to the store, to the park. Yes, some even wear them to church. They know everything that's going on with their team. They pay attention on draft day, even after the season is over, to see what new players are coming on board. They know who the coaches are, who might guide their team to victory. They tune in by the millions to sports, radio, and television, not only to hear the latest news, but to sometimes even put their 2 cents worth into the dialogue. They're proud of who they're rooting for, and they can't wait to tell anyone who asks. My point is that you don't have to encourage them to boast about their team because they're proud, win or lose, to be part of the tradition, the mindset, the game day effort. Now, there's something to be learned here. Now, I'm not talking about the brashness of the modern sports fan or the silliness of being proud of something as transient as a game. I'm talking about the ease of sharing with others something for which you are very, very proud. And we need to be about that kind of sharing, even boasting. Because we have a challenge today. We are being sent out on a mission among boasters. Boasters of teams, of companies, of countries, even of boasting people. To tell them that there is one thing in life really worth boasting about. For that one thing makes all games worth playing, life worth living, people worth loving. And if you miss this one thing, you miss it all. It's important for you to really hear what God is saying to you today. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you are, right now, in Jesus, graced people, forgiven people. People who live by the undeserved kindness of God because of Him. And Paul says God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things to nullify the things that are, so that no one can boast before Him because of who they are. For it's because of Him that you are in Jesus Christ, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. So to learn how great our boasting in the Lord is, we need to realize what we used to be apart from Him. Paul says that not many of those Corinthian Christians were influential in the eyes of the world. A lot of us could also be just as honest and say, we're not that big of a deal either. But that sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? I thought that God would go about the business of choosing the somebodies in this world to do His bidding. I mean, who plans on starting a movement that will change the world, but starts with the least, the left-out ones, the voiceless people? But that's just what God does. From the Bible's point of view, God saves nobodies. God makes nobodies somebody. It was Abraham Lincoln who said, God must have loved the common people since He made so many of them. Well, I would modify that to say God must have loved the common people since He made the way of salvation plain and simple enough to be understood even by a child. So when it comes to boasting, God doesn't call the credentialed, He credentials the called. And God chose it this way for a purpose. He wanted to demonstrate that His message of salvation is His doing, His alone. If all we needed was a little more education, a little more commitment to morality, a little more trust here and there, there would have been no need for the cross of Jesus. So into this boasting world we go, a world that falsely teaches us to boast about ourselves, even when there's nothing to boast about. And if we're going to get this boasting thing right, Paul says we're going to have to deal with our pride first as well. We're not the king of the jungle, as it were. I love the funny story told about the arrogant lion who loved to boast about his position on the food chain. It happened one day in the jungle. A lion with a big ego went around asking the other animals who the king of the jungle was. Who's the king of the jungle? The lion roared at the monkey. Why, you are, Mr. Lion, said the monkey with fear in his voice. And the lion went on and found a zebra. Who's the king of the jungle? He snarled. There's no doubt about it. You are, Mr. Lion, said the zebra. Seeing a turtle crossing his path, the lion bellowed, Who's the king of the jungle? Scared out of his shell, the turtle said, You are, Mr. Lion. You're the king of the jungle. Then the lion came upon an elephant. Once again, he roared out the question, Who's the king of the jungle? The elephant then used his trunk to grab the lion by his tail. He spun him around over his head several times, dunked him in a mud hole, and slammed him into a large tree. Dazed and dirty, the lion said, Just because you didn't know the correct answer was no reason to get so upset. Paul says, Don't be like that. Don't be so full of your own pride that you can't see things as they are. No, first take an honest look at yourself. Learn to boast today, but not in yourself, in your works or your triumphs, but of our God who loves you, loves us all, and the world in which we live. For it is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. So we get to boast then about our Lord because of what He has done. As Christians, we are awed by Christ. Christ is not just a teacher. He's the living God who became man. He never asked for forgiveness. He gave it. He never sought advice. He shared it. He never justified his behavior to others. He called them to faith in him. He never even asked for prayer for himself. He prayed for others, and he taught us to pray. Wow! The church, you and me, we can do nothing for ourselves and for others until we too are overawed by our Savior. Paul says that he has become our righteousness, our sanctification, and redemption. You see, Jesus is the center of everything in life, the good, the wise, the miraculous, the blessings. So we Christians don't need to play religious games with God because Christ has paid the price to reconcile us with the Father. We don't need to fake holiness or righteousness because in spite of ourselves, Christ covers us with all of God's goodness. Even the Christian life, live for others in His name, is a gift. He gives us the strength, the resources, and the power to love others. How? Just as Jesus loves us. As Christians, all we have to boast about is Jesus, what God has done for us in Him. And that's all we need. Sometimes our best witness is merely to examine anew what our faith in Jesus has meant to us in the trials and the temptations, in the failures and the successes of our lives. For our hope is always in the power of His cross, the certainty of His presence each and every day with us. So when our lives are in disarray, His redeeming presence stabilizes us. When struggles overwhelm us, His clear word says, "This is only for a time, temporary, for I am with you always." And when despair overwhelms us, His cross calls us to hope that is eternal. The cross of Jesus meets the eternal and daily tests of life. In fact, the message of the cross, the foundational power of the cross, meets every challenge. Even as our strength ebbs away, our Savior's gracious love is strong enough to hold on to us, period. Nothing in this world will ever separate us from the love of God in Jesus. Nothing. You know, I've never been to Italy, but I really want to go. Pictures of it are so beautiful, especially the canals running through the city of Venice. They say that the foundation of those canals is built with a wood that gets harder with age. It's an enduring foundation. Think of it as the water flows over it and around it each and every year, with the waters eroding, penetrating, and decaying power. This wood doesn't weaken. No. The foundation gets stronger. It's up to the task. Well, a wooden cross whose shaft was sunk on Calvary's hill, that is the foundation on which all of our hope, our joy, and our life rests. It's wood that's like a rock, God's foundation that gets stronger with age. It's up to the challenge of every temptation, of every trial, for every age. So if you want to boast about something that holds, boast in Him and what He has done not only for you, but for all. But this boasting even gets more personal. We get to boast personally of what we are in Jesus alone, so that others might know that this life is here for them too. We are Jesus' holy people as pure gift. In the midst of constant struggle with our own sin and temptation, we're still sinners saved by grace, and whose maturing life in Him is powered by His Spirit through His Word. Any worthiness or holiness we have is a gift from God in Jesus Christ. Renowned pastor H.B. Charles said, "The message of Christianity is magnificent, but the messengers are not. Therefore, the reason that God may not be using you at the moment has nothing to do with the fact that you're weak. In fact, it may be that you're not weak enough. For when we are weak, we put our trust totally in Him. And know this, God can even use our weaknesses to shine His strength to others. He can use our struggles to give hope to others. We glory in our weakness, not our wickedness, so that others may see the glory of God's grace, not just in us, for us, and with us, but through us for them too. Paul never forgot that he too was once an enemy of Christ. It not only caused him to put all his trust in Jesus, it also caused him to look at others through the eyes of his Savior. Properly understood, we are in solidarity then with this world. It's not just sinful out there, it's sinful in our hearts too. And if redemption can happen in our lives, it can happen out there in the lives of others as well. Which means that we can have compassion for people even when their struggles are different than ours. We can be firm and merciful just as Christ calls us to holiness and then gifts us with it by grace. We can hang in there with people long after they deserve it, just as Jesus hangs in there with us. But you know, we can even go further, can't we? We not only can hang in there with others, we can also see for them what they can't see for themselves. We can be Jesus' holy people living our life so that others can see their life in Jesus too. Yes, we are people awed by Christ and by the power of Christ, becoming more like Him each day, but we're even more excited for others about what they can be in Jesus too. And that means we can see the potential in all people when by faith they get connected to God by grace in Jesus. In fact, to be a boaster of Christ is to be sent out into this world as agents of His encouragement. We have a Savior who has done all things well, whose word and promise to us are the most certain things in our life, and such things are meant to be shared, given away to any who will receive it. Sometimes, all it takes is the right word from the right person at the right time to make all the difference in another's life. Dante Barrière Rossetti. Boy, I love to say that name. Dante Rossetti. The famous 19th century poet and artist was once approached by an elderly man. The old fella had some sketches and drawings that he wanted Rossetti to look at and to tell them if they were any good, or at least if they showed any potential talent. Well, the drawings didn't show any talent whatsoever. But Rossetti was a kind man, and he told the elderly man as gently as possible that the pictures were without much value and showed little talent. He was sorry, but he couldn't lie to the man. The visitor was disappointed, but seemed to expect Rossetti's judgment. He then apologized for taking up Rossetti's time, but one more thing he asked, just a few more drawings. Would you look at these done by a young art student? Rossetti looked over the second batch of sketches and immediately was enthused over the talent they revealed. These, he said, these are good. This young man, whoever he is, has great talent. He should be given every help and encouragement in his career as an artist. He has a great future if he will work hard and stick with it. Rossetti could see that the old man was deeply moved. Who is this fine young artist? He then asked. Your son? No, the old fellow said sadly. It is me, 40 years ago. If I had only heard your praise, your encouragement, your challenge, then I would have stuck with it. For you see, I got discouraged, and I gave up too soon. You see, that's why we boast of Jesus. We want all people to become everything that they were created and redeemed to be in Him. The purpose of boasting in Jesus is about showing people the uniqueness of Him, the comfort of His presence, the certainty and strength of His promises, and the hope of His future also being their future by grace through faith. To live the Christian life, then, is to strive to bring the very beauty of the good news of Jesus into the lives of others. Blessing others because you were willing to be agents of His encouragement, boasters of His good news for their sake. May God overwhelm you with His grace and give you courage in your efforts to boast in Him for others. That's what it means to be His people, to be His church, to be people who never forget that it is because of Him that you're in Jesus Christ, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, our holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Amen.
I survey the wondrous cross, music for the season of Lent. You're listening to the Lutheran Hour. Today's program also features music by Healy Willen and a selection from The Concordia Organist, courtesy of Concordia Publishing House. Three different women from three different backgrounds find three different ways to live with confidence through faith in Christ. Read about them in our free booklet, Living with True Confidence. For your free copy, call the Lutheran Hour toll-free. 1-855-JOHN-3-16. Jesus was a man on a mission to save us. That's the theme of our free series of Lenten devotions. You can read, download, or listen for free at lentendevotions.net. That's lentendevotions.net. Each week, the Lutheran Hour shares the good news of God's forgiving love for us in Jesus Christ. Your generous support makes this ministry possible. Your prayers and gifts help us bring the message of God's grace to people throughout the world. Please pray for God's continued blessings upon this work and consider making a generous financial gift. Call 1-855-JOHN-3-16 or visit our website, lutheranhour.org, or write The Lutheran Hour, 660 Mason Ridge Center Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63141. With your continued faithful support, we are bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. And now Pastor Sals leads us in praying the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
Thank you.
And now we're back once again with Pastor Gregory Seltz, responding to questions from listeners. I'm Mark Eicher. In your message today, you talked about going and making disciples and about boasting in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our listener is uncomfortable with that. Question is, do we have to be boasters of Jesus in order to be faithful to his mission? How might you help our listener with that?
Well, first of all, you know, it's good to hear that he wants to be faithful to the Lord's call to go and make disciples. He just seems to be struggling with how to do that.
Right. That whole thought of being a boastful Christian or boasting Christian, like that's something unsavory and doesn't really fit with God's work.
Well, it sure can be. You know, boasting is usually a sign of false pride. As my mother used to say, if you're good at something, you don't need to tell people about it. They will already know. So boasting in that regard is usually a sign of weakness or even a sign that something is really lacking in a person's life.
Yeah, the saying in our family was always, self-praise stinks.
That's good.
But St. Paul is not teaching us here to boast about ourselves, you know, to praise ourselves. He's actually challenging us to boast about Jesus.
You're right. His point is, if you're going to boast about anything, boast about Jesus Christ. Don't boast about yourself, your status, your stature. You know, boasting about yourself puffs you up and does nothing for the other person. Remember, Jesus chastised that mindset when he told the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, speaking against those who were confident in their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else.
But when you boast about what Jesus did for you, that does just the opposite, and that can be a blessing for the other person.
Right. And, you know, when you learn to talk freely about Jesus, we're actually sharing our confidence in him with others. He is trustworthy for us in all things. Jesus alone can be that for others too.
In what way?
Well, when you boast about Jesus in all things, whether that's in the midst of your success or in the midst of your struggles, it says to someone else, you know, a lot of things matter in life, but this Jesus, he is the one thing that matters most. So knowing him and trusting him, that's the one thing that makes all those other things matter too.
Because Jesus himself said that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Right. And when God's people make sure that others know why he makes our life worth living, you know, why he helps us in our time of need, and why he can be that source of strength and life for them, well, then boasting can be a real blessing for them too.
But getting back to our listener's concern, do we have to be that kind of boaster in order to be faithful to God's mission and calling?
Well, first of all, let me just say this. God isn't calling us to be witnesses or boasters of him out of guilt. So some of us are going to be more gregarious than others. But some of us can also demonstrate with a more quiet confidence that comes by faith. We can demonstrate that kind of boasting in the faith. And some of us can actually show our faith clearly to others by how we love and serve them. So there are many ways to be faithful to Christ's call to mission work.
That's important. It's not something that we do out of guilt or to earn favor or merit for ourselves.
Yeah, thanks. I think that's really important. That's the one thing that begins to separate Christianity from other religions as well. You know, we seek to serve others, to share our love for Christ, literally to share Christ with them, because we want them to have what we have by grace, not out of guilt, but out of an overabundant joy of knowing Jesus by faith. And out of love for them, for those that God puts in our lives.
When you see it that way, it tends to take the pressure off.
Exactly. It's not whether we're perfect evangelists or the best boasters of Jesus. It's about never forgetting how wonderful it is to be a believer in Jesus and to continue to look for ways to love others in his name.
So then boasting about Jesus at the proper time and the proper place could be one of those ways.
Sure can be. It's not about us. It's always about him and the person the Lord has brought in our life. We've got the wonderful privilege of being ready at any time. So if we're going to boast about anything, let's do our best to boast about him.
Again, so that others can be blessed by that boasting.
That's right.
Thank you, Pastor Seltz. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.